Back now with Day to Day. Thinking about moving to a more affordable neighborhood? Well, you might want to think again. A new study says relocating to cheaper housing does not always save money. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here with the details. And Amy, this seems counterintuitive. Why shouldn't we spend less on housing?
Well, right. The Center for Housing Policy, a nonprofit group, looked at 28 metropolitan areas around the country. And the group found that higher transportation costs can erase any savings from moving to a cheaper neighborhood. That's because the affordable neighborhoods tend to be further away from the jobs. Recent census data show that of the 20 fastest growing counties, the majority are at least 30 miles from the nearest business district. Barbara Lippman wrote the study.
Once you start making a one-way commute of greater than about 12 miles, you start running into the problem where your transportation costs, the costs of owning and maintaining a car, can outweigh any savings that you may have accumulated by living in neighborhoods where you were able to afford cheaper housing.
Now, the study looked at people on the lower end of the income scale, working families earning between $20,000 and $50,000 a year. And in most of those 28 metro areas, the combined cost of housing and transportation ate up roughly 60% of household income.
60%, wow. So is this true for people who earn more money?
Well, if you look at all income levels, housing and transportation take up a smaller share, about 50% instead of 60. But a lot of the same factors apply to people with higher incomes. I mean, it makes sense that if you move to the suburbs, say, so you can afford a bigger house, chances are you're going to have to commute further. And depending on the availability of public transportation, that can cost a fortune. But Lippman's argument is that the middle and upper classes have a lot more choice about this. When it comes to people in lower income brackets, you know, they often don't have a lot of options for where they can afford to live.
Are there any solutions out there for them?
Well, the study recommends that lawmakers look at both housing and transportation costs when thinking about policy. For example, if you're going to build a large affordable housing complex, you know, make sure that there's public transportation nearby. It also suggests redeveloping inner cities and older suburbs so that people can afford to live near their jobs. Another suggestion, which might be controversial, is subsidize loans and insurance to make owning a car more affordable. And coming up later today on Marketplace, as the U.S. population nears 300 million, some economists wonder how many people this country can absorb.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.